That's kind of the first thing I would say as a for our congregation, for all congregations. I want people to have opportunity to be involved in missions. And when I started pastoring, what I didn't want to do is put a map up in the back of the church and then have a dot and an arrow or a little string that says this is where our missionaries are and a picture of them. I think mission should be done by really everybody in the church, but we have to provide an opportunity for them to do so. And once they taste of missions, there's no turning back for them. They get hungry for that. And I think back on my first outreach slash missions trip was when I was down in Calvary Chapel, San Diego. I was going to the School of Evangelism, and one of the musicians came in to the school and said, who would like to go on a prison tour? So I just shot my hand up, I'll go. And so my first act of being sent out was to go to the prisons in Northern California and in Central California. We went to San Quentin, we went to Vacaville, went to Soledad, all these different major prisons. And I thought I was going to have an opportunity to teach and give my testimony, but that wasn't my job. My job was more like John Mark. I was an assistant. Although an assistant, that sounds like a highfalutin title. It also means just someone who carries the bags. And literally, that's what I did. I carried the musical instruments in and out of the prison and helped set up. Didn't play any musical instruments, didn't say a word. And then I was also the driver of the van. And so that was my first experience. But going into the prisons, I saw that there was such a great need, and something happened in my heart where I wanted to be more involved in the work of outreach. And so providing opportunity for people as a church, the average person, because the average person thinks, well, I can't be a missionary. I'm not called to be a missionary. You never know until you give them opportunity, and we'll see what'll happen. And whether they go full-time on the field as they get missions experience, something is transformed in them. They're different in our congregations, and they're not comfortable just sitting in the church. So providing opportunity for people. I think of my own son, who was raised here in church, and he went through the youth group, and at that time they were going out to Hungary, and that really made a great impact upon his life. He's a youth pastor now. Now he is setting up some mission trip because he was saying how much it impacted his heart. He wants the youth that he's working with to also experience that. So it has this kind of long-term effect upon people's lives. And as I look through the room, I think of Deanna. Deanna over here, we asked her to go down to Tijuana. And we asked her, I think, was it 2 weeks? A month? I don't know. How long?
Yeah,
it was very short, very short. Go down there and see what will happen. And how long have you been there now?
18 years.
So it was just an opportunity, and we could never afford to bring her back, so she's been staying down there for 18 years. Rachel also is sitting next to her, was raised in our church, and she's a missionary, and she had the opportunity to go on missions trips, and that's where the seed was sown. My own daughter just went down to Acapulco this last week. It's just the environment and opportunity. And I remember when I got that opportunity to go, something, I don't know, like the world just seemed more accessible. Like, hey, I could do this. I could be involved in these things. And although John Mark didn't do a lot on this trip, he even quit part of the way through, it definitely made a lasting impression upon him. So I'm glad to see there's some younger kids here. Who knows what the Lord will be doing, sowing in their lives, as well as they hear about missions and get exposed to missions. So it's really just giving people opportunity to do something. And then the second thing I want to look at is just a plan for missions. As I said, my burden was not just to have pictures of missionaries, and they were detached people that we pray for and we want to do good for them, but I wanted it to be people rising up right from the church. So to train, equip, give opportunity, and then send people out. And the burden that I have is not only just to send them and to pray for them, but then come along and support them till they are functioning on their own, church planting. And that's what, and I got that burden or pattern from the Apostle Paul. Acts 13 is the beginning, his first trip, but he also then went on two other trips. And basically what he did through the book of Acts, he went back to his second missionary trip. He went back to the same churches that he had planted and strengthened them. Then he kind of extended further out. This third journey, the same thing happened. So the Lord showed me that church planting was the way to do missions, because you need not only evangelism, but then you need that discipling, equipping for the work of the ministry, and there's no short-term way to do that. Church planting is a difficult process, especially across nations. gets even more difficult, but to come along and support those churches till they are able to be strong enough where they could then send someone out. And just kind of perpetuates itself. If you're in an environment where people are being sent, you just think of it as normal, as natural, as like, I want to be involved in that, and then that begins to work over time. We disciple people with a mindset for outreach and evangelism. But it starts with many for just being an assistant. So maybe you've never been on a missions trip. That's okay. You may get exposed to one, and there's no doubt about it, you'll never be the same. So simply just an environment, an atmosphere of opportunity, and then also a plan. And our plan is to support people that are out there that have planted churches and work with them, come alongside, and see God strengthen those works. And from there, you never know how the Lord's going to lead you, because this isn't like a burden the church has. This is the Holy Spirit sending these people out. It says, "Separate unto me, Barnabas, all the work that I've called them to." So we're just cooperating with the heart and mind and purpose of God. And as a pastor, it's hard to get people to experience new things. A lot of times they think, I'm not good enough, or I'm not qualified enough. And just that opportunity to encouragement to be involved in a thing like missions is revolutionary for their spiritual walk. I know it impacts them for ages to come. So that's simple. My burden is to create an opportunity and environment for people to be involved in missions and not be a separate thing from the church, but part of the life of the church, the atmosphere of the church, and then let God call people out and support them. So real simple plan, not elaborate, but I believe that's what my heart as a pastor for the congregation, to encourage people, involvement, and then who knows what will happen from there. You may end up 18 years somewhere where you only plan to go for a month, and you know, the Lord has his ways. Richard, do you want me to? Okay. All right. Well, our first speaker is Kelly Bell. And I've known Brian and Kelly. Brian, her husband, has a great name. And he's actually from the city of La Mirada. And Kelly, you were raised here in La Mirada as well, right? Yeah. So they're local here. And Brian went out to Marietta and has been pastoring out there for many years. I remember going out speaking to a men's breakfast. It was a smaller building that they had at that time, and then they were able to buy a big piece of property. There's a school associated with it. The Lord did a great work through Calvary Chapel Marietta. They've traveled extensively, and I know Haiti's one of them, is one of the areas that they've been going way before the issues took place there, and the Lord's opened up nations for Calvary Chapel Marietta, and Kelly's had a lot of experience. Good friend of my wife, of course, as well. So let's welcome Kelly Bell.